Aside from climate change, another big agenda item for the G8 leaders is debt relief for impoverished African countries. Activists and African politicians have said that debt relief is the way to solve many problems in Africa. But commentator Niels Dallaire, a doctor who's worked in Africa, says there's another kind of aid that can help even more, curbing malaria. He argues that fragile economies of many African countries will be strengthened if the problem of malaria is addressed.
Poverty in Africa can be counted in lives lost. But in Africa, it's not just that people get sick because they're poor. Disease itself makes them poor and keeps them poor. At the heart of this age-old cycle is malaria, whose racking fevers claim more than 1 million African lives a year, most of them young children. It hits adults, too, each year making hundreds of millions too sick to work for weeks on end. A parent's dollar-a-day earnings are often all that lift a family above utter hopelessness. Calculate the impact, and you find that malaria alone has cost African economies more than $100 billion in lost work over just the past decade. That's more than Africa got in foreign aid and trade combined. This week, eight of the most powerful men on Earth are turning their combined attention to African poverty. It's about time. The G8 leaders are at ease talking about grand designs, security, global trade, even debt forgiveness for African governments. They're less attuned to the daily challenges faced by the poor themselves. The aid budgets under discussion at the G8 summit would replace far less than the African earnings lost household by household due to ill health. In order to help poor African families economically, we have to help them deal with malaria. Last week, President Bush announced a major push to address malaria in Africa. He's promised $1.2 billion over the next 5 years. He says he will challenge the G8 to do more as well. These are welcome moves. As a doctor working in Africa, I've seen malaria destroy the lives and hopes of the poor. We have the know-how to prevent and treat malaria at a cost that to Americans would seem bargain basement. Treat the sick with proven drugs, prevent new infections by keeping malaria-laden mosquitoes away through the use of treated bed nets and selective spraying, and give pregnant mothers periodic therapy to keep them healthy. These strategies work. They defy political and ideological labels. They will save millions of lives when actually used in the most affected communities. When governments and non-governmental organizations cooperate to reach families in need, and when the results count for more than claiming credit. We can break the malarial cycle of illness and poverty, but to do so, we must go beyond global trade and debt relief. Progress in Africa will be counted in lives saved and people healthy enough to earn a living. It's time now to make sure that the U.S. government delivers on this worthy promise and that the other G8 nations join in.
Niels Dallaire is president of the Global Health Council, an international organization of public health professionals.